Well, thank you, Eddie Money, and thank you, everybody here at the Museum of Television and Radio. And everyone listening at home, for your patience, we've been teasing this one now for about an hour and a half. I think we've gone as far as we can go. The first record ever played on WNEW-FM, October 30th, 1967, at about 7.05 p.m., was by the gentleman to my left. Would you all say good morning and welcome to Mr. Richie Haven?
Thank you. Thank you.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that must feel good?
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Because, you know, FM radio was something that was a kind of a brand new territory. And thank God we took it over.
Richie, is it fair to say that FM radio gave you a career?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, in those days, I think the guys who were coming out of the so-called folky bag were album makers. They weren't singles makers, mm-hmm. you know. And so I never did an album to make a single, you know. So it was great to have a radio station who would play songs that other radios, AM radio, wouldn't play because right. they were too long or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But I remember the day that I think it was like a Rolling Stone played. It's such a long song. And I went, finally, we broke this whole thing. They went over to AM and played it, the whole thing. And I went, it's over now. FM did it.
You know? All 6 minutes.
We broke it open, yes.
Yeah. That was back in 65,
that's
sure.
Right.
And then hell, when Alice's Restaurant came along.
Yes.
I could still see the AM people scratching their heads saying, what the hell are we going to do with this?
I know, it's true.
My goodness. So we came along just at the right time. You know, as we talk about the 30th anniversary of the radio station, that also means that we have to talk about the 30th anniversary of your album, New at the Time, which was the one that got played here first,
yes.
and that was the Mixed Bag album.
Yes.
Any Mixed Bag album fans out there?
Thank you. It was a long time coming because I had actually signed to do a recording in 1963. Now, I was so naive, I didn't know I had done that. I thought I signed a management contract, but it was really a independent production contract. So for years I was going, why isn't this guy getting me a gig? You know, it happened to be Albert Grossman, and Albert really wanted to get me recorded. He really felt that I was doing something, and so he tried several times, you know, to put me with different people, different kinds of music. You know?
Right.
Didn't work. So that's why the album was actually called Mixed Bag.
Mm.
Is because the songs came from everywhere, and they couldn't call it rock and roll. They couldn't call it blues. They couldn't call it, you know. So it was every kind of music, you know.
And the method of recording, was it live? In other words,
yes. And thank God, I still believe in that. I still think that people should go into the studio together and play at the same time, you know, because. It's performance, you know. It turns out to be performance. You're hearing the person actually doing the song, not trying to record the song.
Right.
And so I think that's still the best way to do it. And in those days, you know, Mixed Bag took 4 days to make. The whole album. 4 days. And that's the truth. They didn't know what to do. So John Court, who was a wonderful partner of Albert Grossman at the time, who was given the job to do something with me because Albert couldn't figure it out. He took me into a studio, and he had a classical pianist, a jazz guitarist, it was Harvey Brooks's first electric bass.
Wow.
On that album. And if you listen real closely, you will hear some of the greatest bar mitzvah bass you ever heard. You know? It's true.
Brought his
it's
day
true.
Job into
it's
the studio.
It's true, because he had just come from a bar mitzvah, and he came to the studio with his first electric bass, and he went, and that's what you hear on Mixed Bag if you really listen. You know? So it came from every direction, the music. There was a wonderful guitarist, his name escapes me right now, but it will maybe come to me. He was Odetta's guitarist at the time.
Uh-huh.
He also played. played. So we got into the studio and they said, okay, how does the song go? And I played a song, then they'd play it with me once, then we recorded it. So we recorded about 8 songs in 2 days just by doing it. And then we had 2 songs that had strings on it, so we took a day apiece for those, and that was Morning,
right.
And I Can't Make It Anymore. Those were the 2. That...
Well, when you perform these days, you've got 30 years of material to choose from. Obviously, though, some of the songs from Mixed Bag have stayed with you and are still in the act, correct?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of songs. I know, you know, I do what I feel. I learned something a long time ago in the Café Wa. You got to know the first song, which means how to get on the stage, and the last song, which means how to get off. You know, and that was the way I started. That's the way I still do it. And everything in between is where the audience is.
But everything in between is the magic.
It comes from everywhere.
It is the magic. For years and years, no tape recording existed of that first program hosted by Roscoe. And then one day, we called him up and asked him what the song was. He told us. He told us it was from Mixed Bag, and I know it's still one of the ones you do. Would
yes.
you do it for
Absolutely.
Us on our 30th birthday?
Absolutely.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Museum of Television and Radio, on the occasion of WNEW-FM's 30th anniversary, here is a live version of the first song ever played on this radio station, October 30th, 1967, from the Mixed Bag album by Richie Havens, High Flyin' Bird. Richie Havens.
On by when she's flying so free.
30 years and one day later, and it still sounds terrific. Richie Havens and High Flying Bird. Thank you so much for doing that, buddy. Really.
Good morning.
By the way, if you want the full treatment, Richie is at the Bottom Line tonight for two shows. So if you're hanging around town and looking for something to do, Richie Havens live at the Bottom Line, two shows tonight. Also, Richie, we were talking earlier about computers and cyberspace. You've made the leap. You are out there in cyberspace.
Yeah, you know, interestingly enough, about 10 years ago, yes, or I should say 12 years ago, I bought my first, maybe a little bit longer, 14 maybe, I bought my first computer, which was one of those little teeny, I think it was called Timex Sinclair little boxes, you know. I thought, I'm not going to be left out. I bought one. It cost me $100. And I thought, you know, I'll learn. But it turned out to be pretty powerful little computer. It was 8 megs in it in those days. That was a lot. And it was sometimes more than the bigger one. So I learned from that this is the place where all of the walls are going to fall down, that the world is going to be brought together by being able to communicate with each other. So, I mean, way back then I started trying to learn the right programs. And, you know, I've done a lot of graphics. I do a lot of art. And so to me, it's become a big tool for a lot of things, especially.
What are the specific addresses that people could get in touch with you on your current projects?
Oh, well, I have a website, which is just richiehavens.com, small letters. One word,